Welcome to the Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode. We are going to discuss the Next Generation Stream, even though the Next Generation Stream has been out for, 2 years now?
A couple years.
Yes. I finally received mine yesterday.
I'm still awaiting mine. No fair.
When will yours come?
Tuesday. Good. Supposedly.
Right. According to the tracking information.
Tuesday. We shall see.
They were ordered on the same day, but mine came first.
That's because yours was closer.
Oh, okay.
Mine shipped first, apparently, but I'm further away, so
right.
He got his first.
Exactly.
So he gets to demo.
If you're familiar with the original stream, it kind of looks like the original stream, except for above the 2 key, there is an online or airplane mode button. This button will toggle you between your online bookshelves and your local bookshelves. Your local bookshelves would be bookshelves such as
other books, 3 books, 1 text files, 1 file, 1 notes, 0 notes, talking books, 2 books, 1 other books, 3 books, 1
The Dawn of Fury, The Dawn of Fury, 1 of 3.
And then we are back to the other books folder.
And he's just using the 1 key to toggle, as he would with the first gen stream, to toggle between the various local bookshelves.
Correct. Now, if you just press the airplane mode button, it'll toggle you into your online bookshelves, or lack thereof a better term.
Bookshelf, NLS Bard. 0 books.
So now we're in the NLS Bard.
Podcasts. 1 podcast feed. 1
Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Chris, that sounds familiar.
It sure does.
Bookshare. 1 book. 1
A Gangsta Twist Saga.
Internet Radio. 2 playlists. 2 Humanware playlist.
English North America.
References. 0 files. Search on Wikipedia. NLS Bard. 0 books.
You have search the ability to search on Wikipedia and also Wiktionary. So that's where the reference folder comes into play. Also, my understanding is that one can use this for their NFB Newsline publications, which I'm very excited to explore. I don't see a folder there, but I guess we'll figure that out as time passes, where theirs are supposed to go.
Exactly. Let's see. If you hit the number 7, you're going to go into the options.
Menu. Wireless. Airplane mode. Off.
And it says airplane mode is off, which means your wireless radio is on. Correct.
Yeah, it's a little opposite of what you might think. So it's something that if you're a little confused by that terminology, you kind of have to get used to it. It's also worth noting that your menu structure, you still enter it by hitting the 7 key, just as you would with your first gen stream. But depending on whether or not you are in the online bookshelves or the local bookshelves, we'll call them for lack of better terms, your menu structure will change. So your menu items will be different depending on where you are.
Correct.
Internet Radio. Humanware Playlist.
English North America.
And that uses OOTunes, for those of you familiar with the iOS app, for the internet radio broadcasts on here. So you've got tens of thousands of stations, I suppose, maybe even more, to be able to play with in there. Very cool.
French Canada. Czech and Slovak.
How'd you do that?
I hit the number 6.
French Canada. English North America.
And those
so
are...
you can switch between the playlists. That's cool.
Yes.
Import internet radio playlist from file.
Oh, that's nice.
Export all playlists to SD card. Humanware playlist.
English North America.
And there we go. So now we can hit 7 and go through.
Podcasts. Downloaded podcast episodes to keep. Manual only.
And I have it set to manual only. By default, it's set to 3, and I don't actually want it to download any new podcasts because that would fill up the internal storage rather quickly.
Chris has lots and lots and lots and lots of podcasts.
Yes, but not yet. Not on
not on that device.
NLS Bard. Remove NLS Bard service and delete all associated books.
Don't think you want to do that.
No.
Bookshare. Remove Bookshare service and delete all associated books. NFB Newsline. Add NFB Newsline service.
So my thinking is when you add your NFB Newsline service,
folder will appear.
Right, exactly.
It's just like if you add Audible service, you don't have an Audible folder until you add it.
Correct.
I apologize. I was talking over your menu there.
That's okay. I missed it myself.
Wireless.
And then we're back to wireless.
Now, to enter wire, you want to tell them a little bit about how they enter their wireless info?
Yes. What you do is a triple tap method when you're entering in your password. So you would press the number 2 to get either A, B, C, or 2. And when you're in text entry mode, if you press the sleep key, then you can press any other key, 1, 2, 3, etc., and find out what keys or what letters are associated with that key. So, for example, if you weren't sure where the K key was or where the K was located, you could turn on the help mode and then press your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then once it says JKL for 5, you can just turn off the help mode and continue on typing in your password. Another note, if you hit the bookmark key, which is above the 3 key, correct?
Yes.
If you hit the bookmark key, then you toggle between uppercase or lowercase characters. So it's like a caps lock on, caps lock off.
And I believe to backspace, if you have mistyped a character, you hit your rewind key, which is the little arrow next to the play key.
And if you hit the star key, which is the cancel key, you'll actually cancel it. So if you have a super long password and you're in the middle of typing it in, don't hit the star key.
Yeah, that could be bad. So those are just some fun things to know. How's the sound? How would you compare the sound quality from the second gen to the from the first gen?
The speaker is much better.
I believe it also has 15 volume increments versus 10 for the original stream when used without headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Volume, 15.
Yep.
Volume, 14. Volume, 13.
And that's the same gentleman who does the voiceover commands for the first-gen stream.
Yes. So now let's go into the...
Leaving menu. Search for NLS Bard books.
I'm going to search for an NLS Bard book, so I'm going to hit confirm.
Most popular books.
And I'm going to hit the down arrow, or the 8.
Most recent books. Most recent magazine. Browse by category. Search the collection.
Press confirm.
Enter text to search.
S. U. P. E. R. M. A. N.
And hit confirm.
Please wait. Found results. 8. Choose a book you wish to download. 1.
Superboys, The Amazing Adventures of Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster - The Creators of Superman, Rika, Brad.
And if I bet Chris will find some books here he hasn't yet read.
Yeah, like that one. So I'm going to press the number 5 to find out the synopsis.
English professor details the lives of Joe Shuster, 1914 to 1992, and Jerry Siegel, 1914 to 1996, the creators of the first comic book hero. Explores their early years in Cleveland, creation of the famous character during the Great Depression, and lives post-Superman. 2013.
1.
Superboys, The Amazing Adventures of Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster - The Creators of Superman, Rika, Brad.
I think I'm going to add that to my wish list.
to my wish list. Added to my wish list.
And one. How did you do that?
Boys,
I used the bookmark key.
And, Joe Shuster, the creators of
and then pound for confirm? Red.
Correct.
Fabulous. See how easy it is to add stuff to your wish list from there? It's beautiful. It's very, very intuitive.
If I want to switch to a different, the male voice, I would press and hold the number 7.
Ryan.
And that's the same procedure that one would use on the first gen stream. These are a cappella voices, Ryan and Heather.
Yes.
As opposed to the Tom and Samantha English voices from Nuance for the original stream.
Correct. So now I'm going to go to the next book.
2. Superman versus the Ku Klux Klan. The true story of how the iconic superhero battled the men of hate. Bowers, Great National Geographic Society, U.S.
I've actually read this book, and it's pretty good. But let's check the synopsis, just so that we can hear it with Ryan.
Discusses creators Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster's Jewish upbringing during the Great Depression and its influence on the development of their superhero, Superman. Covers the rise of the KKK and the emergence of the radio show, The Adventures of Superman. For junior and senior high and older readers. 2012.
2.
Superman versus the Ku Klux Klan, the true story of how the iconic superhero battled the men of hate, Bowers, Great National Geographic Society, U.S.
And I'm not going to read that again because I've already read it, but if I wanted to download it, I could download it and read it later.
And you would hit confirm to do that, yes?
Yes. The other thing to do, if we hit cancel.
Enter text to search Superman.
So now we're in the...
And it spells your search,
yes,
which is kind of cool.
It did that automatically. Now, what I wanted to show was the sleep timer function.
Key describer on.
So now if I, again, if I don't know where the K was, I could hit.
G, H, I, 4, J, K, L, 5.
So now I know it's on the 5. If I wanted to know where, say, the period was, because I wanted to type in an email address, I know it's on the 1 key, but I don't know where on the 1 key.
1, period, comma, question mark, dash, slash, colon, semicolon, single quote, quotes, backslash, less than, greater than, opening bracket, closing bracket.
So,
wow, that's a lot of things for the 1 key. I think you need sleep to remember all that.
Exactly. But I found out that it's the 2nd press. So in order to get a period, I would press the 1 key twice. And then to exit out of this key describer, you hit the sleep key again.
Key describer off.
And you can continue on with your search. I'm going to cancel out of the search.
Search the collection. Bookshelf. NLS Bard. 0.
And then if we go into, say, the radio.
Podcasts. 1. Bookshare. 1. Internet radio. 2. Playlists. 2. Humanware playlist. English North America. Search on iTunes.
So we're going to search on iTunes, and I hit confirm, or will.
Browse by genre. Search by name. Browse by genre. Search by name. Enter.
And you're toggling through using 2
and
8?
Yes, 2 and 8. Mm-hmm. Let's see, we are in a text field, and I'm going to actually hit cancel.
Search by name.
So search by name, we're going to hit confirm.
Enter text to search.
And then we are going to search for a radio station. Give me an idea. Give me something to search for.
Try WDAV. That's my local classical radio station here.
Okay. So we're going to do
WDAV.
And then hit confirm.
Please wait. Found results. 3.189.9 FM Dave, Classical Public Radio.
Is that it?
Davidson, North Carolina.
That's it.
All right. So
here's my local station.
I'm going to hit play.
Voila.
And it is now playing the station. If I want to add it to my favorites, I'll hit the bookmark key.
Add to favorites.
And then confirm.
added to favorites.
It is now in my favorites.
Nice.
So now, one more thing, and that is I'm going to stop this by hitting stop. Then I'm going to hit 1 to go into the bookshelves.
Bookshelf. Internet radio. 2. References. 0. NLS Bard. Podcasts. 1. Podcast feed. 1. Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning. Chris Grabowski.
Press confirm.
1. VoIP services with accessibility in mind.
So now that I found this episode that is downloaded, because I've already previously downloaded this episode, I'm just going to press play and we'll see what happens.
Welcome to the Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Episode 75, VoIP Services.
And this is a podcast that we did a while back on different VoIP services that we've used in the past.
Expect a sequel in the not too distant future.
VoIP Services Part 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that you wanted to say about the stream or anything?
Well, we do have an announcement that we could make for people. For a lot of people, there seems to have been some confusion regarding the second gen stream and learning to utilize it effectively and answering questions. And due to that, we have decided to create a new comprehensive second gen stream tutorial. There's a lot of really good stuff out there on the first gen stream. There's also some comprehensive stuff on the second gen stream. We're kind of hoping to really compact a lot of information about the second gen stream into a really comprehensive package. So you can expect that in early May to show up and be available for you to purchase and download. It's going to be quite a lot of material and it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. We're going to try and make it as proactive as we can. And I know sometimes that learning new technology, particularly when you aren't used to said technology, can be very intimidating. So our goal with this particular tutorial, and really with everything we do here at Mystic Access, is to attempt to make learning this stuff fun.
Exactly.
And interesting and fascinating. That's why we say where the magic is in learning, because we really want it to be a fun and useful experience for you to be able to utilize this technology in your daily work and your daily lives and however you want to utilize it. So we're really looking forward to this tutorial coming out. If you would like more information and to be one of the first to know when the tutorial comes out, please feel free to go ahead while you're thinking about it. Send us an email. We have a new email address, show@mysticaccesspodcast.com. You can send us any questions, comments about the show, and anything that you would like to see us possibly discuss in future here on the podcast. If you want to be one of the first to learn when this tutorial comes out, we would love to share that information with you. If you would go ahead and send us an email with something like second gen stream in the subject line, we would be happy to send you that information as soon as this thing is fresh off the press.
We hope you find the announcement of the upcoming Victor Reader Stream tutorial very helpful.
We're very excited. We really look forward to bringing it to you and making the experience of learning it be a lot of fun for you. So if there's anything in particular you want to make sure we have included, and we're really, really trying to cover all our bases here, but if there's anything in particular you have questions about or want to know, go ahead and send that to us at show@mysticaccesspodcast.com, and we will absolutely put that in the outline and make sure it's in there for you. We appreciate you guys listening. We hope you've enjoyed the episode, and we'll be back soon. We've got some new fun things in the works for you guys, so expect another podcast in the near future. And in the meantime, we hope you have enjoyed this one.
Bye.
Bye.
The preceding program is a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact us, please visit www.mysticaccess.com. Call us 716-697-6444 and press extension 2 to reach our Mystic Access Podcast comment line. Email us at show@mysticaccesspodcast.com.
and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mysticaccess. Would you like to spread the word about our podcasts? Tell your friends and colleagues to visit www.mysticaccesspodcast.com. You may also feel free to share our podcasts in your own RSS feed. Just be sure that all of our contact info is left intact. Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this episode.